27 before, good morning. It's Morning Air on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. A look ahead to Sunday's readings. Bishop Daniel Muggenberg joins us from the Archdiocese of Seattle. And Glenn's got a fresh story corner that's coming up in this half hour of Morning Air. The coronavirus pandemic has made us focus on first responders. And there are so many first responders, from the checker in your supermarket to those who are helping those who are most in need. And that's usually in a hospital setting and at a time when those souls are most in need, or perhaps in those very last moments. It's been very difficult for chaplains in hospitals to be there with patients, but thanks be to God, there have been some very heroic priests, certainly in the Archdiocese of Chicago and other dioceses as well. In the Archdiocese of Chicago, there is a small contingent of priests who have been trained to go in and to help those COVID-19 pandemic souls who are in their last hours, unfortunately. Father John Carchi is the rector of Mundelein Seminary in the Archdiocese of Chicago, talking about hospital chaplaincy training in the seminary. It's something that happens with all seminarians, but taking on a brand new tact given the coronavirus pandemic and perhaps what we'll face down the road. Father Carchi joining us from Mundelein Seminary. Father, good morning. Welcome back.
Hi, John, Glenn. Thanks so much. It's great to be with you.
It's great to be with you as well. I know that's part of the training of young men for the priests is to take care of those souls. But as I was mentioning, with the coronavirus pandemic, hospital chaplaincy and dealing with those who have chronic illness, not only chronic illnesses, but very severe ones like the COVID-19 pandemic, if they are in an intensive care unit, that's a whole new level. What are you doing to with the young men at Mundelein Seminary to prepare them for this new mode of hospital and hospice training?
Yeah, and such challenges that are on our horizon and present right now. Well, as you mentioned, hospital chaplaincy training has long been an integral part of seminary formation, what's known as CPE, or clinical pastoral education. So for most students, certainly at Mundelein and in many seminaries, usually the summer after their second year, they will go as a full-time intern chaplain, you know, usually in a hospital setting, and they'll be right there alongside the professional chaplains. They'll often do overnight calls, and that's their immersion experience. But as you noted, right now, extraordinary times in terms of the unique challenges with COVID. And so what they're really having to deal with in many cases is the extremely limited presence, right, that they're able to have. So some of our alumni, you know, talk about how difficult it is when all they can sometimes show are their eyes, you know, because everybody is gowned up with the protective equipment and so forth. They're not able to give the Blessed Sacrament, obviously, if the patient is intubated. How important, though, touch is in administering things like last rites or just being able to pray with them alongside. Another element here that has to be remembered is the families are so often removed, right, because of infection. They're not able to go in and be alongside the loved ones. So there's a form of ministering to them that is different and unique from what many of these chaplains have experienced before. So I would say if there's one thing that's a little bit different, it's just trying to be adaptive enough when you don't quite have the same face-to-face contact or presence. But it has always been the case from Jesus training the disciples onward, you know, flexibility and adaptation is at the heart of our Catholic tradition. And I think the men are responding well to that.
Father Carchi, a question that is not spiritual or medical, but psychological. How do you prepare young men for the psychological trauma of dealing with those in their very last moments, especially now when we see these severe cases of COVID-19?
Sure. And as you said, that in addition to the spiritual preparation, there's a very human level of psychological, emotional. And, you know, there's only so much you can do in the classroom. Right. And so what we try to do is, as much as possible, allow the men to actually have the experience. And that's why the training program is, you know, they begin as an intern. They begin side by side with an experienced mentor. But beyond that, we've begun partnering actually with area medical schools, which obviously for decades have faced many of the same challenges of how do you prepare the doctors to be caring healthcare professionals who find themselves in those same challenging situations. And so we're learning a lot at Mundelein Seminary from some of our neighboring medical schools in terms of how they train their own caregivers to deal with that psychological stress and trauma. And you do that, as you might imagine, through counseling, through processing. But really, the face-to-face experience is what's so critical. As you then come back and these men talk to their spiritual directors and their professors here at the seminary, and you just begin to process that. And then what we add that the medical school doesn't directly is we fold that into their spiritual growth and development so that it all gets woven together in the man's heart and mind. Because a chaplain is really an identity, right? It's not a job description. And that's what we're striving for at the seminary.
Father John Carchi is the rector of Mundelein Seminary, and we're talking about hospital chaplaincy training in the seminary. And I know, Father, that you stay in touch with many priests around the country who are alumni of Mundelein Seminary. Are any of those directly involved with coronavirus response units?
Boy, they sure are. And many of them just right out of the seminary, newly ordained. One example that really comes to mind is Father Mike Lewis, just ordained a little over a year from the Diocese of El Paso in Texas. And he is actually helping to lead the COVID Catholic response team down there in the diocese. And so, you know, able to use and draw on a lot of the skills that he acquired at the seminary. But as you might imagine, so many of those things he's just learning and adapting to in real time. So you can never prepare a student for everything. All you can do is really help form the mind and heart to have that foundation to be able to respond as the unique situations come up. You mentioned also here in the Archdiocese of Chicago, Cardinal Supich formed a team of priests to be a COVID response team, and just about every one of those guys are Mundelein alumni. And for me, it's been a source of deep gratitude to see how they're responding to that call and drawing on the training they received when they were here.
They remain in our prayers, and so does Father Mike Lewis. We'll have to get him on in the Diocese of El Paso to talk about his work in the diocese's, the Diocesan Coronavirus Response Unit in West Texas. Father John Carchi is the rector of Mundelein Seminary, talking about the hospital chaplaincy training and how it's taking on a whole new dimension in seminary, not only in Mundelein, but I'm sure at other seminaries across the country. Father Carchi, thank you, as always, for your expertise. You'll be in our prayers, and stay healthy.